Okay, this is Inner City Press's podcast for today, Monday, January 10th, 2022. Here in the Southern District of New York Courthouse, we are covering more than 10 cases. But there's just been a filing minutes ago in the Ghislaine Maxwell case. This was the deadline today for the government and the defense to file their scheduling proposals. And this is the key point. The government says, in the event that the defendant's post-trial motions are denied, the government is prepared to dismiss the severed perjury counts at the time of sentencing in light of the victim's significant interest in bringing closure to the matter and avoid the trauma of testifying further. So they would drop those cases like a hot potato. Meanwhile, the defense, quote, requests that the court delay setting a schedule for sentencing because there is a compelling basis for the court to overturn Ms. Maxwell's conviction and grant her a new trial based on the disclosures of juror 50 during deliberations. So she doesn't even want to do the pre-sentencing report. She says it would violate her Fifth Amendment rights. Now, earlier today, we mentioned on our way into the courthouse, we mentioned that the lawyer for Juror 50 had written to us, and he has. It's not as exciting as apparently some thought. I'm going to read it as we speak just to clear up the record. This was Todd Spodek. He wanted to make clear to Inner City Press, FYI, Juror 50 was appointed CJA and in lieu of CJA hired my firm. Thanks. Meanwhile, Mr. Spodek is a CJA. We covered his defense of Mr. Danforth, getting him 34 months instead of 57. Hot diggity dog. Okay, and anyway, that game on. Of course, what's going to happen next with Juror 50, who we've identified? Well, we don't know. All we know, we also cover today down in the District of the District of Columbia, three cases against President Trump. Also, in the Eastern District, a case of a man now released on bond to his brother, who sees him only twice a year, for threatening Trump. Trump still is driving the news, apparently. The United Nations, totally corrupt, refused to answer our questions about Kazakh soldiers using UN gear to kill civilians. They whispered some fake answer to friendly media, but never answered Inner City Press at all. Retaliatory censorship. And they denied today our September 15th application for access to the UN. The UN must abide by the First Amendment or leave New York. But we'll have more on that to come. This is the 2.5-minute drill. Matthew Lee, Inner City Press, Maximum Maxwell on Amazon.